Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin by talking about REGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative that we are now getting ourselves out of here in Pennsylvania. What do we have to say about this?
Well, this is huge news for the Commonwealth because it really is an opportunity for us to unleash our energy industry in Pennsylvania. I had the opportunity to join colleagues in the House and Senate Republican caucus this week, along with union and industry leaders, to celebrate Pennsylvania's departure from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, as well as the landmark permitting reforms that together, I believe, will create renewed opportunities to grow our energy industry and our economy here in the Commonwealth. As folks will remember, REGI was a multi-state pact that would have added more than $1 billion in new electricity taxes on families and job creators all across this Commonwealth. It never officially took effect because as soon as former Governor Wolf unilaterally tried to have us join that regional pact, it was subject to lawsuits in court. I believe that Governor Wolf never had the legal authority to have us join the pact in the first place. Governor Shapiro continued to push for us to join REGI, and I'm glad now that with the final budget agreement, we've driven a stake into REGI, and we will no longer be subject to that huge electricity tax. Again, this is huge news for our Commonwealth, and it's an opportunity for us to grow our energy industry, ultimately to strengthen our grid and to bring down the cost of energy in the Commonwealth.
And Representative, the next thing we'd like to talk about is something that really reared its ugly head this week, and that is illegal immigrants who have driver's licenses in our state. I understand that one this week has some ties that we really don't want to have with someone getting a license here in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, this is a circumstance that really needs to be investigated. In the wake of news that an illegal immigrant with ties to terrorism obtained a Pennsylvania commercial driver's license with real ID indication, we've been calling on the Attorney General and also the Auditor General to demand this investigation to find out how this happened and to prevent any reoccurrence. It really, the incident raises serious questions about public safety, especially since real IDs allow people to gain access to air travel, military installations, and other federal buildings. We need a thorough investigation to make sure that driver's licenses are only being issued to Pennsylvania residents and U.S. citizens.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is something that came about as part of the budget, but is obviously a big issue among those who like to attend school sporting events and concerts. What is going on with paying cash to get into high school events?
A new state law that was included as part of the budget package would require that school districts accept cash as an acceptable form of payment for admission to school-sponsored events in Pennsylvania. Folks will remember that there was a previous PIAA policy that required you to use electronic forms of payment to enter school-sponsored events. And that has been a burden on many constituents and many people across the Commonwealth. So now this policy has formally been reversed, and schools across the Commonwealth are required to accept cash as a form of payment for these school-sponsored events. And I think that's good news for people across the Commonwealth.
Representative, there is a program that's available every year for those hunters who are in the field who have a little more success than they can put into their bellies. What is Hunters Sharing the Harvest all about?
Well, the State Department of Agriculture and the Pennsylvania Game Commission are again encouraging hunters to consider sharing their deer harvest to provide thousands of pounds of venison to people in need, in existence since 1991, and has distributed over 3 million pounds of donated venison since that time. So I would certainly encourage folks to participate in the program. If you'd like more information, there's more information at their website at www.sharedeer.org.
And finally, Representative, the Thanksgiving holiday is upon us. What greetings do you have?
Well, there's much to be thankful for, and I just want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.